Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a beautiful hadith and tradition which has been narrated from Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam regarding the multiplication of the rewards of good deeds. This is a concept which has been mentioned in the Quran, so it's a Quranic concept. It's one of those essential and principal concepts and you might say laws of Islam. And that's that if we do a good deed in this world, right, the rewards are multiplied in the hereafter. Meaning we might do one good deed, but the reward for it might be tenfold, might be hundredfold, and so on and so forth. Right, so we shouldn't look at the act as being small or being insignificant, right? It's possible for the action to have a multiplicity of results and consequences in the hereafter. In the Holy Quran, we read the following. Whoever brings virtue shall receive 10 times its like. This is a very famous verse of the Holy Quran. But whoever brings vice shall not be requited except with its like. So in contrast to good deeds, the rewards of which multiply and increase, an evil deed is only requited once and you're only punished for it once. Now, that doesn't mean that that punishment is something small. For example, it could be that that punishment is that, for example, a person would enter hellfire for, you know, one day. But one day in the hereafter is equal to 1,000 years in this world, or maybe 10,000 years in this world. Right, so we shouldn't be thinking that just because it's one recompense or one punishment, that punishment is insignificant and small. No. But nevertheless, it's still equal in number to the evil deed performed. In any case, let's look at this beautiful hadith from Imam Sadiq, in which the Imam echoes the same theme that we've been talking about and we looked at in this verse of the Holy Quran. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, when the believer excels in his good deeds, Allah will enhance each one of his good deeds to equal 700. For Allah blessed and most high says, Allah enhances several fold whomever he wishes. Right? So this is interesting in the sense that the Imam alayhi salam here, he kind of alludes to the reason why a good deed will have multiple rewards in the hereafter. And that's that a good deed is kind of, one good deed is kind of equal to a lot of good deeds for some reason. Right? God Almighty multiplies the action itself, right? And its consequences in this world, which lead to a multiplication of rewards in the hereafter. Right? So it's not like we're being given something for free. No, the actual action itself, it kind of has multiple results and consequences in this world, which lead to a multiplicity of rewards in the hereafter. And that could be interpreted in many ways. Like you could say that you do a good deed, you know, it might encourage other people to do good deeds, right? Or something like that. So this is a very beautiful hadith that we looked at from Imam Sadiq regarding the multiplicity of the rewards of good deeds in the hereafter. Thank you for joining us once again. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد